8 years ago, Colin Goddard was shot 4 times in the massacre at Virginia Tech. Today, he's senior policy advocate for Every Town for Gun Safety, a group formed after the elementary school shootings at Sandy Hook, Connecticut, 3 years ago. Yesterday's shooting at Smith Mountain Lake unfolded before a television audience, and his group posted a link to that video.
And it's incredibly difficult to watch. I mean, as someone who's been there, I know a lot of people don't want to watch, and they don't want to give notoriety to the person who committed this crime, and I totally agree. But I think you have to see that once to really understand what it means when a gun gets into the hands of someone who's got dangerous intent to harm somebody else. What can really happen with that? People don't just go missing, get lost. People are violently killed. And when people realize that, I think we will be able to have the proper conversation that we so badly need in America.
Goddard says it's a conversation that too often gets pushed aside in the aftermath of these events. Scott Geller is a professor of psychology at Virginia Tech.
We react after the tragedy, but what's missing in our culture is proactivity, reacting before a tragedy might happen.
And Geller has a point of view that may seem difficult to hear after a tragedy like this.
We have an anger management situation. And we should ask your listeners, how many people have seen others, if not themselves, dealing with anger management? And that's, look at some of these reports we're seeing. A lot of it, it's caused by frustration. You know, in psychology, we all know that frustration causes aggression.
Geller's book, called Actively Caring for People, outlines a somewhat radical approach to helping angry, isolated, even hateful people. It looks to applaud those moments when others go out of their way to reach out and help someone so clearly in pain. Adherents carry plastic bracelets that they offer to people when they see them carrying out acts of kindness or compassion for others. Geller says it takes this kind of literal approach because difficult people often naturally alienate others.
We can go back to 2007, April 16th, and the tragedy here at Virginia Tech. That shooter, he was bullied in elementary school. Here at Virginia Tech, he had no friends. And I ask this question every day. How many people could have prevented that tragedy had they stepped to the plate and offered some social support?
You might think that would be hard for a mass shooting survivor to hear, but
Dr. Geller is absolutely right.
Again, Colin Goddard.
There are much greater societal changes that have to be made, focusing on empathy and respect for your fellow men and women. That is undoubtedly an area that would improve the lives of everyone in our country. There are so many disgruntled people in their jobs, in their life, at school, and they take it out in so many different ways, and that's when it becomes a national tragedy.
Goddard's work with Every Town for Gun Safety is focused on getting every state to make background checks mandatory for anyone buying guns. That goal, he points out, is not to ban guns, but to respect the Second Amendment, and in so doing, do battle with that deadly combination of extreme frustration and a loaded gun. I'm Robbie Harris.